This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Frank Donatelli, chairman of GOPAC. During the 2008 campaign, he served as deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, and he served as the political director inside the Reagan White House. We want to get his thoughts today as the political world remembers the contributions of longtime New York congressman, HUD secretary, and presidential candidate and vice presidential nominee, Jack Kemp, who passed away of cancer over the weekend at the age of 73. And Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you. Thanks very much.
Well, Jack Kemp was certainly a huge figure on the political landscape. Immediately following his football career, he ran for Congress in upstate New York, was in Congress from 1971 to 1989. And a lot of people this weekend and starting into this week are remembering him as really a guy who led the way when not many people were going that direction in terms of getting the free market going again, more of a supply side than a demand side or Keynesian approach to the economic woes of the 1970s. Just how innovative of a force was he during that time?
Well, he was very innovative, but I have to begin. I was listening to one of the tributes to Jack over the weekend, and the speaker said that he was, quote, a pretty good quarterback. And I know Jack would be very upset if I didn't correct the record to say he was better than a pretty good quarterback. He was a very good quarterback. He was all pro, and he won two world championships, which is more than Brett Favre and Dan Marino combined, for example. So, Jack, here's at least one person that remembers what a great quarterback you were for the Buffalo Bills back in the 1960s. But in terms of his view of economics, it really was groundbreaking. Ronald Reagan was the president that popularized supply-side economics, Greg, but Jack Kemp, more than anybody else, sold supply-side economics to Ronald Reagan and made that part of his winning campaign in 1980. The big difference between Reagan in 1976, when he lost the Republican nomination, and the Ronald Reagan of 1980 that not only won the nomination but won the presidency, was the addition of an economic message. And the economic message was the Jack Kemp gospel of supply-side economics, the idea that if you lowered marginal tax rates because they were too high, that would improve work and incentives, and that would actually make revenues larger, even though the rates were lower. And, of course, that proved to be true. And the fact is now that governments all over the world accept this as correct economics. That all began with Jack Kemp, who was the first politician beyond the academy to really popularize this theory.
Frank, you were on the Reagan campaigns of 1976 and 1980. What was it about the way Kemp presented the message you think that really resonated with, at that time, Governor Reagan?
Well, you know, Reagan was somebody that came to his conservatism by experience. And so when Jack talked to him about supply-side economics and the fact that if you could keep more of what you earned, you would work harder and you would make more money and the government would get more tax revenue, Reagan immediately came back to his movie career when marginal rates at one point hit 90% in this country. And Reagan's point was, you know what, I made a movie or maybe two every year, and then I just quit working because it didn't make any sense to work any harder than that. So Kemp came at it from a theoretical perspective. Reagan came at it from a practical perspective, and the melding of the two worked out very, very well for the party and the country.
Jack Kemp never spent a day in the majority in the House of Representatives, yet still carried a whole lot of influence. Nowadays, we pretty much see that if you're not in the majority, you don't get a whole lot done. How was he so effective despite the rules that worked to his disadvantage?
Well, he was an outside player. You know, there are inside players and there are outside players in the Congress, and Jack was very much an outside player. He spoke directly to the people. He talked about ideas rather than focusing on individual pieces of legislation and, you know, working it through the political process and so forth. And he was always much, much more of a teacher, I think. His fame and his popularity, I think, derived directly from supply side economics and the whole panoply of other things that he stood for throughout his life.
Kemp also called himself a bleeding heart conservative, and we saw that perhaps a little bit more when he was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the administration of the first President Bush. What was it that he saw perhaps in the inner cities that maybe some others that either didn't articulate it as well or didn't pay as much attention as he did?
Well, he always believed very strongly that the Republican Party needed to reach out to constituencies that hadn't traditionally voted Republican. And of course, you know, his relationship, I think, got to go back to his football days. His association with black players enabled him to see that there was a whole group of people there that the Republican Party needed to do a better job of appealing to. During his playing days, he stood with the black players when the AFL, American Football League All-Star Game, back in 1964, was going to be in New Orleans, and they had segregated hotel facilities back then. The black players refused to play the game, and Kemp stood with them. So his commitment to opportunity and diversity goes back very, very far. But if you want to summarize Jack Kemp's appeal, it's opportunity and outreach. I think that really defined Kemp's view of conservatism throughout his political career.
And then, of course, he was the nominee in 1996 on a ticket that ultimately did not succeed with Bob Dole at the top. But Frank, you've, I think, summed up his political legacy extremely well, especially his tremendous contributions to the Reagan economic legacy. Thanks so much for helping us take a look back.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thanks, Greg.
Frank Donatelli, chairman of GOPAC, former deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee, political director in the Reagan White House. This is Dateline Washington.